Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you, the King of Glory, the glorious God. We bow in a humble adoration to your glory and your majesty. Receive all praise, all honor, all the glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Last week, we started laying the foundation for the glory. Our theme is Arise, Shine, My Glory. Arise and shine. The direction is on our glory. I'll come in the future and teach about the glory of God. If you understand the glory of God, it settles many things. And the last week, I decided to lay a foundation briefly on the glory, that man has no glory. God has all the glory. As we align ourselves, we reflect His glory, and His glory rub on us, and we're able to display our glory. Also, so the most important thing is aligning to the glory of the Lord, because all the glory belongs to God. All the glory belongs to God. I feel like singing again there. Let's just go on. So all the glory belongs to God. Isaiah 61. Open it in your Bible. But I think we should know it off it. Isaiah 61, what does it say? Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord. Read that again, let me hear you. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory. Lift your right hand and say, from now on, say, I arise and I shine, for my light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I arise and I shine. Arise. I shine, for my light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Romans 9:23. In order to make known the riches of His glory, for vessels of mercy, which He has prepared beforehand for glory. So the Bible, in Romans 9:23, is saying He has prepared us for glory. So we have been called onto a glorious destiny. Everything about your life, according to Scripture, is meant to be glorious. If it is not glorious, you have the authority to deal with it. Let me read it again. In order to make known the riches of His glory, for the vessels of mercy, which He has prepared beforehand for glory. Can we pray? Lift your two hands up. Say, I am your vessel of mercy. Say, I am prepared for your glory. Say, let my life be glorious. Say, I walk in your glory. I move in your glory. Say, my destiny is glorious. Say, everything about me is glorious. Say, I am a vessel of your mercy. Say, because I'm a vessel of your mercy, let everything about my life and destiny be glorious. I have been called unto glory. I have been prepared beforehand for 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 glory. My life is prepared for glory. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, you are a vessel of mercy, prepared beforehand for glory, from the riches of His glory. I pray for everyone here whose life is not glorious. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. In the name of Jesus. Last week when we were ending, I was attempting to explain what glory was or is. And I told you that glory is one of the words that you can explain with one word. And the totality of the words you can use to explain it together still does not explain glory. Listen. So when he said he has prepared us for glory before him, let's look at the various meaning of the word glory for you to have a good understanding. Glory means abundance. So if he has prepared us beforehand for glory, he has prepared us beforehand for what? For abundance. Glory is honor. If he has prepared us beforehand for honor, he has prepared us beforehand for riches, for wealth, for splendor, for dignity, for good reputation. Glory is abundance. It is honor. It is riches. It is wealth. It is splendor. It is dignity. You have been prepared beforehand for abundance, for honor, for riches, for wealth, for splendor, for dignity. Lift your two hands up. Say, I have been prepared beforehand for glory. Say, for abundance, for honor, for riches, for wealth, for splendor, for dignity. Say, from today, I begin to walk in glory, in abundance, in honor, in riches, in wealth, in splendor, in dignity, in good reputation, in the name of Jesus. Say, my life has been prepared before the foundation of the world for glory. Everything not glorious, not honorable, not of good report, not of good reputation in my life, let them be turned around. Let there be a turnaround. 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 I have been prepared. Prepared beforehand for glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for everyone not displaying the glory. Limo Korea Balala. Let the light of God locate you. In the name of Jesus. Remember last week, if you're not here last week, get the tape. I said you need to align and correctly position yourself to reflect the sun like the moon does. When we are not correctly positioned, we can't reflect the glory. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand. Libe di moko li agada lama zita. Rigede de rebo. Ramagari agada lama zita la. Irigede de rebo. Let the Lord correctly position and prepare you for his glory. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Lift your stretch your hand here. Anyone that is not rightly positioned. Irigede lebo ku riagada. Ebekete riagada la. May your life be correctly positioned now. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and say, I am prepared and positioned for glory. I am prepared and positioned for abundance. Prepared and a position for honor. Can I pray for yourself? Prepared and positioned for splendor, for splendor, for glory, for splendor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 14. 2 Thessalonians. Verse 14. To this, he called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is he on the screen now? Is there now? Beautiful. Now, can we read very clear? To this, he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord. So the gospel came to you. He called you. You gave your life to Christ, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. If your life is not glorious, it is not God, it is a devil. Lift your two hands up. Say, I have been called to obtain glory. Say, today I obtain glory. I obtain honor. I obtain splendor. I obtain abundance. Say, I have been called. I have been called. I have been called so that I may obtain the glory. I obtain the glory. I obtain the glory. I obtain the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What, sir? What is glorious with begging? What is glorious with borrowing? What is glorious about sickness? What is glorious about poverty? Look at the screen. Let's read together again. One, two, go. To this, he called me through the gospel so that I may obtain the glory of our Lord. Have you obtained that glory? I pray for everyone here. Any area of your life that is not glorious, let the light of God's glory shine in that area. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, oh Lord, arise. Make my life glorious. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise. I have been called unto glory. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and make my life glorious. I have been called unto glory. Arise and make my life glorious. Arise. Arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's take one more scripture. I'm just proving to you that glory is part of God's redemption plan for your life. You know, Solomon said, I have seen an evil under the sun. Princes are walking on the ground. And the useless people are riding horses. That is the example of Nigeria. That is not glorious. Hello? That is not glorious. It is the children of God that are now complaining about Muslim ticket. When we are supposed to be the ones ruling, we are now Protestants. Protesting all around the place. This is not glorious. Look at the screen. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Give me New King James. Or you can leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Is it on the screen? Let's read that. Let's go. One to go. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His own glory and that glorious destiny and glorious life is part of a redemption. If your life is not glorious, you arise and fight it. You arise and fight it. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Hello, are we here? Ilebo Kuria, Lamaga, lift your two hands up. Badigeria. Let's look and say, oh Lord, arise, make my life glorious. Say, oh Lord, arise, make my life glorious. Make my life glorious. Let my life be glorious. Oh Lord arise, let my career be glorious, let my health be glorious. Oh Lord arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Make my life glorious. Make my life glorious. Arise, O Lord, arise, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray. I would love to have done this in the future, but we need to do this now. Whatever is making my life not to have glory, I curse you. In the name of whatever is not making my life glorious, I curse you. I curse you. I curse you. I judge you. I curse you. I judge you. Every matter, any case, not making my life glorious. I judge you. I curse you. I judge you. I judge you. I curse you. I curse you. I judge you. I curse you. Labateria kata. Eritebebebebe bokoria. Aria kata da. Mata tete tete. Eritebeteria kata. I curse you. 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 Whatever is not making my life glorious, you are cursed of the Lord. You are cursed of the Lord. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What is the glory? See down. Exodus 13:21. Exodus 13. Let's look at a picture of the glory of God first and see what glory can do. Can we read together? And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, and they might travel by day. That's a description of the Shekinah glory of the Lord. When it was with them, it was like a pillar of light and a pillar of cloud, leading them away. Lift your hand and say, Lord, lead me by your glory. Say, let your glory lead me. Lead me by your glory. Lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me. Iribo kuria manana makaria gada. Ete keria gada gada. Marika rebo kuria. Lead me by your glory. Iribo koria gada. Eze tekete lebo kuria. Lead me by your glory, lead me by your glory. Let your glory lead me. Let your glory guide me. Ete rebo kuria. Lead me by your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do you know what it is? Have you seen celebrities in Nigeria or politicians? You know the number of police around them. How they block everywhere and do. Now, imagine. You, it is not that. You, it is the glory of God. The pillar of fire. The pillar of cloud. Do you think if you are led by glory, witchcraft can visit your house? It's not possible. It is not possible. Lift your right hand up. Say, let your glory go before me. Let your glory back me up. In that name, can we pray? Let your glory go before me. Let your glory back me up. Let your glory go before me. Let your glory go before me. Let your glory go before me. Let your glory back me up. Let your glory watch over me. Ebeke te riakata. Erikete leboko riakata. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Is there anybody that has a date for tomorrow? A date, an appointment, a date for something tomorrow? Anybody? Anybody? Stand up now. You are waving. How will I see you now? Stand up. Stretch your hand towards your top. Mari kerebo kuria mala. Ayaka teria kada. Meria kada labakaria. Opokuria kada. Eriketele bokoria. Azata karia. For that appointment, let the Lord go ahead of you. Let the glory of the Lord settle that matter for you. In the name of Jesus, let the glory make this easy for you. The glory clear the road for you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Glory. Exodus 19:15. Time. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman. Continue. On the morning of the third day, there were... Let's be reading. I want you to see a picture of when God comes in His glory. I've described one picture. This is another picture of when God comes in His glory. If you read Psalm 18, you will see the glory and the splendor of the Lord when He wants to come and fight by you. But I don't have time to go there today because of our time. But let's look at this. On Mount Sinai, on the morning, of a third day, they were what? So when we say the glory of the Lord should go before you, instead of mopo, thunder is going before you. Lightning is going before you. Now let us see who is going to stop you. Look at it, let's go. There were thunders and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp. So the loud trumpet blast is like a voice of the Lord coming, saying, clear the road. Clear the road. My beloved son Abiodun is coming in now. None can stop him. See his glorious destiny. Clear the road. Are you ready? That's what the glory does ahead of you. And there were thunders, lightning, thick cloud on the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp tremble. As you go home now, whatever is opposing you in your house, every adversary in your place of work, as you leave this altar now and you go, let them begin to tremble before you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Say with me. Say, everything making me afraid up till now, say by the glory of the Lord, let them tremble. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Whatever is making me shake, whatever is making me afraid, let the glory make them tremble. Let them tremble. By glory, by the glory of the Lord. Let them tremble. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Move on. Let me read. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. And they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. So anytime you are in church and we are praying and the Lord open your eyes, show you a vision and you see cloud, please take advantage of it. Ask for, I don't know, have faith for healing, have faith for deliverance, ask for anything you want from God's presence. Whenever you see a cloud, when we are having service, God is saying, I have come with my glory. It's not the time to carry children to toilet. It's the time to take advantage of what the glory can do. We'll teach that in the future. Okay? The smoke of it went up like the smoke of the king. Read with me in the last part. And the whole mountain trembled. Lift your two hands up. Say, whatever is a mountain of opposition in my life, say by the glory of the Lord, let them tremble. Let the glory of the Lord make them tremble. Every mountain of opposition, every mountain against my life, by the glory of the Lord, tremble. Let them tremble by the glory. Let them tremble. Let them tremble. Let the mountain tremble. Let the mountain tremble at the glory of the Lord. Let the mountain tremble. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now lift your two hands up and say, Lord, let your glory be visible upon my life. Let it be visible upon my career. Let your glory be visible. Visible. Make your glory visible over me. Area gadadadaba. Say, I position myself to reflect the glory. Let the glory be visible. Area dadadama karia. Area dadadada. Mezetek area gada. Let the glory be visible. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray? With our hands lifted up again, say, oh Lord, say by your glory, let there be a shaking in TCI. Let there be a shaking in my family. Let there be a shaking in my destiny. In the name of, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Don't pray according to the weather. Stand up on your feet. Maybe you should change that to a known song. Thank you. Thank you. We are going to lift our two hands up. And you are going to say after me. Say, oh Lord, arise by your glory. Say, bring a shaking in TCR, in my family, and my destiny. In the name of Jesus, arise in your glory. Oh Lord, arise in your glory. Let there be a shaking in TCR, in my family, in my destiny. Arise in your glory. Arise in your glory. Arise in your glory. Let there be a shaking. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise in your glory. Terminate and destroy every foundational power arising against my life and destiny. In the name, arise, arise, arise by your glory. Terminate and destroy every foundational power arising against my life. Arising against my life and destiny. Arise, 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 arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody. Say, every foundational power operating in your life. Say, they are destroyed. I didn't hear you. Say, every foundational power operating in your life. Say, by the glory of the Lord. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. Say, they are terminated. Say, any follow power that followed you by the glory of the Lord in this house, they are destroyed. They are terminated. In the name of Jesus, say, any power not making you shine, bringing you down, say, today, by the glory of the Lord, they are destroyed. Look at me. Pray for yourself. Lift your hands up. Say, any foundational power in my career, in my business, in my place of work, say they are destroyed. In the name of Korea, say by the authority of the Most High God, by the authority in the name of Jesus, any foundational power arising against me, they are terminated. They are destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your hands up very well. Say, let your glory be a covering over my life and my family. Can you pray for your glory? Your glory. Let your glory be a covering. Let your glory be a covering. Let your glory cover Mount Sinai. I am your altar, O Lord. Let your glory cover me. Let your glory cover the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let your glory cover me. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Exodus 24, 15 to 18. Oh, then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud, the glory, covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai. You are the temple, you are the new mount. You are of Mount Zion. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of a cloud, out of the midst of a glory. Now, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of a mountain in the sight of a people. Every enemy pursuing you, from today, when they look at you, they will see devouring fire. And the fire will consume them. And the fire will destroy them. And the fire will devour them. In the name of Jesus. See, don't live here without the glory, the copy of the glory.
Lift your two hands up.
Say your glory like a devouring fire. Say, let it cover me, let it cover me. Your glory, your glory, your glory. Your glory, your glory, your glory. Like a devouring fire. Let it cover me. Let it cover me. Let it cover me. I can't hear your voice. Let your glory cover me. Let your glory cover me. Let your glory cover me. Your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory. Let your glory cover me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let the glory be a covering of your destiny. Everyone that have risen against you without any reason, because of your glory, because of your star, let the glory of the Lord, like a devouring fire, let that glory consume them. Let the glory of the Lord consume them. Let the glory of the Lord burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Whatever is making your life terrible and difficult, let the glory of the Lord consume them. You didn't hear that. Let the glory of the Lord consume them. 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 Now you are going to pray. Say, glory of the Lord. Say, consume anything inglorious, anything without glory in my life and my destiny. Say, glory of the Lord, arise, arise. Every situation, every circumstance that lacks your glory, that does not reflect your glory, let them be consumed. Let them be consumed. Let them be consumed. Let them be consumed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Exodus 34, 29 to 35. Oh my God. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with two tablets of testimony in his hands, he came down from the mountain. Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he has been talking with God. There is a light of his presence. There is. Go on, go on, go on. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses. And behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron, and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked. When Moses left, he was ordinary. They were backslapping each other. But by the time he came back with the glory, they could not stand. They could not come here. Before you came to church, I don't know how you were looking at. But I know how you are looking at now. The light of the Lord is upon you. Let that light consume your enemies. Let that light destroy the enemies. In the name of Jesus. You know what? Light attracts. Do you know that? You might be having a business in which nobody is coming. But now that you have come into his presence, your light is shining, your business is shining. You are attracting customers. Say, by glory, say, I attract customers. By glory, by glory, by glory. By glory, by glory, by glory. By glory, by glory, by glory. By glory, by glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So when the Bible was saying, arise and shine, that was a picture. By merely being in the presence, it was shining. But we keep coming to church and we say we are coming to the presence of God. We have a higher, brighter glory than the Old Testament. And there is no shining. Ah, that must end today. That. It must end today. Hello? It must end. Or you will just be religious and the devil will be making you to suffer. Make up your mind that the glory will always be upon you. And the glory comes from his presence. Lift your two hands up. Jesus hands up. Lift your two hands up. My Ibo Jidala. You are glorious. So glorious. You are glorious.
You are glorious.
Glorious. Let us worship him. Let us worship him. You are glorious. Have your seat quickly. Acts 6:15. Acts 6:15. I want us to read together. An experience like that of Moses in the New Testament. Talking about Stephen. Look at it. Let's read together. And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face. Light shone. Everything about him changed by the glory. Everything about your physical appearance that is not of God, let them change now. By glory, let there be a change in your life. Let there be a change in your heart. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. We bless you. I would like to anoint everybody here. An unveiling of the glory. Any veil covering you, as the anointing comes upon your head, the veil is taken away. The veil is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Before that, I don't know if it's, my time is confusing me. I think before that, or is it after that? Let's read one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. Exodus 13:18-19. Exodus 33:18-19. Leave it on 18. This one, we'll stand up on our feet and we'll pray 7 times. Can you read it? Let's go. Moses said, it's one of the most powerful prayers you can ever pray over your life. We are going to pray 7 times. It's when I ask you to stop that you stop. You pray the prayer with your eyes closed. If you like, you lift your hands. If you like, you move. Whatever it is, we are going to pray that prayer. See, your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Lift your 2 hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Show me your glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise. Show me your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Don't open your eyes. Just close your eyes and pray. I'll just say number 2. The same prayer point. Oh God, arise. Show me your. Can we go say, oh God, arise. Show me your
your glory. In the name of Jesus. Anakaria katala. Maria kata. Repeteria kata. Revocoria kata. Erikete de dele. Maria katala. Etekete. Repeteria da. In Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. Three.
Show me your glory.
Oh, God arise. Show me your glory. Eria katala bakeria. Maya pakata. Maya kata kata. Ore kete ke. Reteria katada. Maria katada.
Inanda Bakova, Emela Tanda Tatakaba, Opamela Tandes Kabara, Letika Tatakataka, O Samanana, Emela Tade, Rupe Makaba, Supakabala Tatata, Epepanakasa, Amba Baba Baba Baba, Abaya, Swabanakabanada, Yedo, Mambeke, Wabalaka Degadeka.
Area kata. In Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Number five.
Oh Lord,
show me your glory. Ate rekete. Maria kata la kata kata. Rekete. Robo Korea kata da. Obo Korea kata da. Obo Korea kata.
Shabana kata kata. Ambapapataka, Ubelegendo Scoparata,
Ericata, Maria Catalava, Epeteria Cate,
Tatomelada,
Rapacaria Cata, Ericata, Rapacaria, Rapacaria, Epeteria Cata, Epeteria Cata.
Jabai, Wapa Baba Baba Rosa, and the two Belina, Ekuberina nakuba. Ebambela tide. Eskebena nande tete. Zubebebebebebe. Uwakada da 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 da. Zwaya. Ebemba lakuba. Akaya. Zata da 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 da. Ananda kavalando wasoto. Amambebe de kosa. Ebebebe de kosa. Inaya. Ilegusa. Maya. Webebe le kwanda. Ananda kanda barato.
This oil is anointed for the unveiling of glories. Any glory that has been covered, any glory under manipulation, as this oil comes upon you, let there be a deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus, after you are the anointed, you begin to arise and shine. Your light shall spread forth. Your experiences shall be new. Miracles will be common in your life. In the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy has stolen concerning your glory, as this oil comes upon you, let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have been praying. We have prayed. Just lift your hands to him. Aha. Every veil covering your glory, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. From where you have been hidden, from today, you are coming to the limelight in the name of Jesus. Every force, every yoke, every power of obscurity over your life and destiny, they are destroyed today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. We command you, Lord Jesus. Lift your two hands up. I give you 1 minute. Ask the Lord for something under this glory. I give you a minute. Just ask him for something. Let there be an unveiling, an unveiling, an unveiling, an unveiling, an unveiling. Whatever is covering you, let them be destroyed by fire. Whatever is covering you, let them be destroyed by fire.
Amen.
We are the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.